Bandwidth and hosting for BagelTech News is provided by UK2.net. Web hosting for everyone. Hello, welcome to BagelTech News. It's Monday the 28th of February 2011. All the technology news from the weekend in around 5 minutes. Well, you heard us on Friday chatting about it, but a Which report over the weekend has said that only 2 in 12 stores actually managed to correctly fix a problem with a laptop hard disk that was causing it problems to restart. Which magazine went to 12 of the big name stores here in the UK and only 2 managed to do it right. What's surprising is that one of them was Best Buy, who get a real slating in the States for this, and the other one was the Carphone Warehouse. Well done, Carphone Warehouse. So all of those supposed computer stores that could have fixed it for you apparently didn't. If you want to know who the others were, go and have a look at the Which website. With a certain degree of inevitability, the Daily Mail is upset at the We Dare advertisement that we told you about last week. One concerned reader wrote a letter, Laura Pearson. She said, "I have a 13-year-old daughter, and if I knew she was playing such a highly charged sexual game with boys, I would be appalled." Quite right, Laura. For those of you that don't know, the Daily Mail in this country is exactly the paper that would have had a problem with it. Oh, dear me. Take-Two has registered a whole load of websites associated with GTA 5, and GTA 5 is definitely coming. The reason that you absolutely know this for certain is the fact that one Declan Mulvey is a person who normally does car stunt work, and he's registered on his CV when he turned up for a job that he'd done some motion capture work on Grand Theft Auto 5. Whether he just forgot to put the one in for 4, I don't know, but it looks like it's definitely coming. And Microsoft Research has shown off some fabulous innovations in the world of the monitor. They're talking about multi-touch systems where you don't actually need to touch, and they're also talking about a split-screen technology off one screen. And what happens is the device tracks each individual person and displays to them a completely separate image. Oh, isn't that fantastic? Facebook has decided to simplify its privacy policy. It used to be 5,830 words, but they've trimmed it down now to just less than the Magna Carta. It's given you a mission statement at the start that says it should be easy to understand, it should be visual and interactive, and it should focus on the questions people who use Facebook are most likely to ask. Well done, Mr. Zuckerberg, finally. If you're wondering where your Gmail account's gone this morning, then fear not. The chances are it's been deleted by mistake. A whole pile of Gmail accounts have accidentally been reset. It means that all of your correspondence that you may have saved to the cloud could be gone. Google are working on it. They're going to give you some more information as they go, but it's about 500,000 users, and they've said the Google Mail service has already been restored for some users, and we expect a full resolution for all users in the very near future. Google Cloud Connect has come out of its limited beta and it's now on a general release beta. It's a free plugin that allows Windows users and Microsoft Office users for 2003, 2007 and 2010 to synchronize their Office documents with a Google account and keep the cloud and local files exactly the same. Based on the previous story, that would seem like a really good idea. And Google is accused of pulling an Apple, unquote. They've taken Visual Voicemail and they've pulled it from the Android Market Store because, of course, it replicates some of the functionality of their own product. There's no word from Google on why they've done it or if there's another reason associated with it. We'll hear about it in due course, I suppose. In Apple news, Apple have added pattern locking to an iPhone application that you can have. Basically, instead of pushing in a number, you hit one of 9 buttons in a random sequence that you decide on, and it keeps you in. There's no limit on the number of keystrokes that you can do, though, but if you forget, you could be in a bit of trouble. And one clever developer has found out that macOS 10 Lion has got Yahoo Messenger integration into iChat. So if you've got a Yahoo Messenger account, then you can use your iChat with it and it uses the same protocols and that kind of stuff, which is kind of nice, really. More integration is needed across the video chat platforms, that's for sure. The Nintendo 3DS launched in Japan over the weekend. The people out there have gone mad for it. They have ripped it to shreds. 400,000 units have already disappeared off the shelves. There was lines at some of the stores in Tokyo up to 2,000 people. They're mad for the 3DS. We've yet to have a play over here, but when we do, we'll let you know. And researchers have debuted a 1 cubic millimeter computer. It's a fantastic little thing that looks absolutely incredible. It's a whole computer, allegedly, and it runs all by itself. They said that they're going to stick it in your eye, and the reason sounds really gruesome, I know, but it's because it runs off 5.3 nanowatts, and it only gets 10 hours from a single charge on its battery, but it has got a solar cell in there as well to recharge. Good God. The age of James Bond is upon us. And finally, I hope you enjoyed Transformers Revenge of the Fallen, because I didn't. It was a crap movie. But the things that were cool in there were things like the Megatron tank. Well, one designer in China has managed to do just that. He's built the Megatron tank from scratch, including spiky tracks and everything, made out of steel, and it looks stunning. If you go to Engadget, there's a picture of it on there, and we'll stick one in the show notes for the week if you can have a look as well. Whoa. If you've got a story and no one else can listen, then you can send it to us at bageltechnews@gmail.com or follow us on the website at bageltechnews.com. You can also follow us on Twitter, Facebook and YouTube at bageltechnews. And we've already started putting up videos from last week's shows as well, so they're all up there on video. The Big Show, the Photo Show and the Mac Show. Go and have a watch and enjoy and tell all your mates. And if you're thinking, where shall I put that review, then please stick one in iTunes, because all of the new feeds that we've got and the new shows, none of them have got reviews in the UK store. So if you could, that would be absolutely fantastic. Thank you very much. I hope you have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow. Thanks for listening.